researchers are working hard to unravel the mysteries of the galaxy. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Edward Barron, research professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Oklahoma, examines the life cycle of supernova.
Type 1a supernova are great cosmic probes because their brightness is almost always the same and can be standardized empirically. These objects were used to discover the dark energy in 1999, and this accomplishment was recognized with the Nobel Prize in 2011. However, the nature of the stars that blow up remains a bit of a mystery. In order to understand the near-uniform brightness, the classic paradigm of a Type 1a explosion involves a carbon-oxygen white dwarf reaching the Chandrasekhar mass. The Chandrasekhar mass is a unique mass of just less than 1.4 times the mass of the Sun. The mass of the white dwarf is increased by accreting material from a companion. That is, the white dwarf is in a binary star system with two stars orbiting around a common center of mass. As we discover more and more of these transient objects, we find that there is indeed variations in the nature of the explosion. Observations and models of the variations have cast doubt upon the validity of the classic model, despite the appeal that it leads to a standard system. Many in the supernova community believe that a natural explanation for these variations is to throw out the Chandrasekhar mass model with its unique standard mass and invoke the merger of two white dwarfs whose mass could vary substantially from system to system. My group is not ready to abandon the Chandrasekhar mass model and is trying to show that it still could be valid in many, but maybe not all, explosions. This is a fascinating example of the scientific enterprise. Different groups support different models for quite human reasons, including pure creativity and ambition. Nevertheless, the scientific method will eventually lead to a general consensus. Stephen Jay Gould explained well how science is a human endeavor, subject to the cultural embeddedness of its time, which nevertheless seeks and leads towards the truth.
That was Edward Barron of the University of Oklahoma. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.